Welcome back here to Max's Cupboard, Callan's Drugstore, for the Saturday morning edition of Sports Talk with the Coach's Corner. Good night last night for the Western Boone Stars as they were able to pick up a win over Sheridan. The final was 35-12. To talk about his kids' performance to begin the season, Stars head coach Justin Pelle. Coach Pelle, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Good to hear from you. Good to see you.
Yep, good to visit with you. It's always great this time of the year. Football season's back around, and I know hopes are always high for many teams across the state of Indiana. I know for you and your kids as well, that's the thought. Go out there and put together a good season and hope things go well in the state tournament too. But it all began last night with your matchup with the Sheridan Blackhawks. Give me a thought, first of all, about Sheridan. What challenges did they present last night in the game?
Sheridan's always, they're a lot like us. They're really well coached. You know, we typically have a few more numbers than they do, but they have similar athletes to us. They're going to be, and I say this every year, but, you know, Coach Wright's been doing this for a long, long time. There's a reason he's won over however many games he's won. He makes really, really good adjustments in the second half, so it's really important to jump on him early, not give him that halftime, you know, to sit down and look at things and change. So we got to be on our toes. You know, they play four quarters. Every time we've ever played them, you know, the last 35 years, I guess, is how long this series has gone. And in the last 10 years I've been here, they've always played us, you know, all four quarters. So I think it's a testament to them. They got a lot of two-way guys. They don't make excuses. They just go. And if you're not ready, they can get you. And that happened to us 2 years ago. You know, we went into their place, having some success in the tournament, came out away with a 21-20 loss. So we knew it was going to be a dogfight, and we struggled early, but we were able to, you know, come home with the victory.
Well, you do win 35-12, but much of the offense didn't show up until the second half. So give us a little thought into what was going on in the first half. What were some of the challenges you were seeing out of your guys?
I think we have a really, really good core group of juniors or seniors. I'm sorry, about, you know, 20 seniors. So our leadership is solid. Those kids have played. A lot of those kids were on the 2020 team and played some instrumental minutes there. But then you're always going to have your younger kids. You're going to have some freshmen or some sophomores in there, maybe some juniors that haven't played. So I think there's some, you know, first game jitters, if you will. And I think those moments are pretty special and pretty important too. That means you're alive, and you got to hang with those young kids, because once everything settles down, it's like a big game. You know, I know we played downtown a few times. We tried to tell the kids it's going to be, you know, you're going to be really, really nervous at first, but then it's going to settle in, and it's going to be football. And that's kind of what happens. So you got to be careful, you know, early to keep those kids' confidence up. And so we just, the ball didn't bounce our way. Let's just say that a little bit. We got pinned back and on our 1 yard line, had to punt out of our end zone. Our defense, you know, came through with a turnover, and that kind of sparked us. And midway through the first quarter, we were able to start scoring.
Again, we're talking here with Coach Pelle from Western Boone as we get a recap of their win over Sheridan, 35-12. When you're in those tough situations where you're back against your goal line, or you know, in situations where it's going to be tough to pick up big yardage, how do you coach your kids? What is the thought process that goes into those sorts of situations?
Got to get downhill now, because that's, you know, as a defense, they're licking their chops, they're all coming, you know, they're going to send everybody, and you don't really want to risk throwing the ball, because now you're in the end zone. If you get sacked, it's a safety. So you just have to do something that gets downhill and try to get you a few, you know, yards of cushion to be able to run your offense and operate your offense. So they stuffed us. You know, we didn't do a very good job of catching the punts last night. We've got a fair catch punts or return punts, and part of that is just, you know, playing. It's the first game of the season and letting the ball roll, and it ends up on the 1-inch line, and you know, you're trying to fight out, and do you quarterback sneak it? Do you hand it to, you know, our fullback, Trevor Weekly? Tough spot for a lineman to be in too, but they got a few yards. We just couldn't pick up a first down and had to punt.
And so, as you mentioned, you punted it away, and eventually there was a turnover involved in a series of Sheridans that set up your first score of the game. Talk to me about how that came about.
Yeah, Sheridan, they run some misdirection stuff, and it's assignment football. And our offense, I think, prepares our defense fairly well for that, because that's kind of what we do. You know, in an option offense, our defense, they see it all the time. So they know they have to be assignment sound. and quarterback, you know, running the option and pulled, and we had immediately three guys in his face, and I think Ethan Bales is the one that picked up the fumble at midfield, and it just kind of sparked us. And we've been, our offense and defense over the years have played off of each other very, very well. Sometimes, you know, when the defense needs a spark, the offense either manages the ball and, you know, plays ball control, or we can score quickly. And the defense, you know, sometimes when we're struggling, it really, really helps when they can spark us a little bit and put our minds at ease. You know, when we didn't go three and out twice and give them the ball back and then let them get on the board first. We were able to get on the board first because of our defense.
So you get up early 7-0, and then the defense comes out, forces Sheridan into a three and out. So offense gets back out into the field, and you had three guys there that were major contributors in the next score, Weekly with a long run. Then you had Bales with a couple nice runs, and Ryan Taylor able to rush it in from 3 yards out to make it 14-0. So talk about those three and how crucial they are for the Stars this season.
Yeah, I mean, they're seniors, and those are the guys that, you know, we're trying to, if it says anything, we got two guys going both ways, and, you know, Bales and Taylor are those two guys. So not sure we're quite in shape to do that just yet, but we're going to have to fight through that. But they're so important to us, you know. Ethan and Ryan, they play our wing position, and our wings are the most important position, in my opinion, on our football team. Not because there's no discredit to the linemen or the receivers or the quarterback or the running back, but they have to know what's going on in the running game and the passing game. They have to be able to think like a coach, to be honest with you. And they're usually our best athletes. So trying to get the ball in their hand as much as we can. I think, you know, Ryan Taylor had a few catches, three or four catches last night for over 100 yards. Ethan Bales had 60 yards running and passing, running and receiving. And then Trevor Weekly, you know, 13 or 14 carries for 114 yards. He's just that stable rock in the middle that he's a very, very smart kid, very savvy kid. You know, he kind of uses his knowledge, and when he sees something, it's locked in. So he's not going to make the same mistake twice, but he's run the ball enough over the years to know, you know, where those creases are, and he was able to hit a big one last night. But more importantly, he was able to give us those positive yards, you know, on probably 11 of his 14 carries weren't big yardage, but they were just, you know, 3 or 4 yards, 5 yards, and that's what he's really good at.
Something interesting I read here, Sheridan didn't get another first down in the half. That says a lot about your defense and how focused they were in on the play.
Yeah, I mean, our defense is faster than it has been in, you know, the past couple of years, I think. I think there's a lot of returning starters on there. The guy that runs our defense is not bad either. He's okay. And I think that when you put all that together and you get, you know, kids playing fast, kids playing downhill, kids playing with confidence, that's what you get. And we're going to need them this year to do what we want to do. We're going to have to rely on our defense.
Talk to me about Rowan Durbin and his play last night.
Yeah, Rowan's a kid, you know, you talk about kind of those first-game jitters. I don't know if he had first-game jitters because that kid is always, you know, he's probably the hardest worker on our team. I mean, if he's not the hardest, there's nobody that works harder than him. Very, very analytical, very smart kid. But he's got to play. And, you know, he played some different spots last year. He played some safety last year. But quarterback is, you know, where he's supposed to be. So he managed the game really well. He was 5 of 11, I think, last night for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. So he did some really good things. We have a long way to go, but that comes with playing. You know, I remember a few years ago we started the season out pretty slow, and then we ended up playing our best football in November. And that's kind of the goal, too. We got to show these kids they're going to have to go through these ups and downs a little bit early in the season, and hopefully, you know, remember those things and get better. And Rowan's doing that. I think the more you play, the better you get. And he's getting that opportunity right now. And like I said, we'll get better.
You take a look at some things he was able to do, a 35-yard score to Bales, and then he also found Taylor for a 52-yard score and, again, a 55-yard score. And so were those short passes that the kids were able to make long runs on, or was it a little bit receivers were able to get deep on Sheridan?
Yeah, we were able. Sheridan plays, you know, in your face, cover zero, and we were able to throw it over the top a few times. He threw three really good balls. I know there's some footballs that he probably wants back, you know, that didn't didn't throw it quite as well, but that's how it is. That's what playing quarterback does. You know, everybody's going to see when you do well, and everybody's going to see when you don't do so well. And he did more good than bad last night, but threw three beautiful passes over the top where our kids, you know, went up and got them and ran through it. You know, Ethan Bales, that was probably his best ball all night on Bales. I think it was a 30-yard touchdown or so, but it was over the top and hit him in stride into the end zone. And Taylor had big one down the sideline. We did, you know, kind of a flea flicker deal and got Ryan Taylor down the left sideline. So threw the ball well. I think it's just confidence, just playing, and we'll get there.
Anything else you'd like to say about the win last night?
It's a team win. You know, our linemen, I can't say enough about our linemen. We've got three linemen that are, you know, returning starters in Corbin Smith, Clayton Unroe, Andrew Foster. They're kind of our anchors in there. They did really well last night grading out. I think Corbin Smith, you know, had the highest grade of all the linemen. And then on defense, you know, our defense, like you said, played lights out last night. You know, Cannon Bruins, 8 solos, 6 assists, a tackle for loss, and 1.5 sacks. And then his counterpart, Luke Jackson, kind of one of those kids I'm talking about that just needs to get on the field and play. He's a middle linebacker as well. You know, he had a couple solos, 3 assists, and 2 tackles for loss. But he's showing glimpses of being really, really good. And we just need to get that, you know, be consistent with it. And I think that's really going to help. But the kid that I'm most proud of last night was probably Philip Talbot. So Philip Talbot took over our kicking duties last night. So he was our punter and our kicker, and he was perfect on PATs. Luke Jackson was holding for the PATs. And to put a kid out there for the first time, week one, and be able to handle all the kicking responsibilities with kickoffs, punts, and PATs, kid did a heck of a job. So I'm really proud of him, along with, you know, all of our other guys. Sturgis, Barta, Bales, they all had a great game. Perrin Emberton and Jake Johnson, you know, they didn't show up on the stats, but they did their job all night and allowed other people to get the stats.
Well, once again, Stars to open up the season with a win over Sheridan, the final 35-12. Western Boone will be at home next Friday night when they welcome in the Western Panthers. As always, Coach Pelley, thanks so much for your time, and to have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Scotty. Looking forward to it.
Once again, Justin Pelley from Western Boone with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll be back with more. Stay with us. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.